And not getting there, hero.
Little white feathers sprouted from her skin and heat washed across the room.
It was shallow, hollow, selfish creatures. They could fight back themselves and stop this. But they'd rather watch Haley die than do anything. They don't deserve a hero.
Sirius sagged. Dumbledore spent years talking about love and sacrifice and heroes. It sunk too deep. I tried. But they're all convinced of it. Harry is their hero. They just have to survive until he saves them.
Until I die, heroes die.
A faint pang echoed beneath Harry's ribs.
And they die alone.
And let me guess, Fleur hissed. Every time someone dies or disappears, it's Harry they blame for not throwing his life away from them quick enough.
Her skin burnt beneath Harry's arm and the white tuft stretched into full feathers.
I bet they hate him. And when he wins, they'll only envy that he's better than them and hates him more.
They preferred their Jack-in-the-Box hero.
Harry let his heart sink down into a numb, dark place.
Was it really so bad that I didn't want to die alone?
Fleur's hot fingers curled round his wrist, and her ink-black irises bored into him.
Don't waste thought on them. They put you on a pedestal so you would save them in their light and in telling you down from it when they thought they didn't need you. Now they want you to throw away your life to save them. You have never owed any of them anything, Mocha.
She cupped his chin and pressed her forehead to his until the world shrank to just the dark of her eyes.
To waste time worrying about their web of selfish little ones. To reach our sunset, we'll cut right through it.
Sirius cleared his throat.
They're just people. People being people.